Okay, first I want to give credence to my colleague here, Karen Martin, who is the author of the Omaha System, a Key to Practice Documentation and Information Management. This is kind of like the Bible for the Omaha System, okay? Well, yeah, I've heard, yeah, it is. And so, how many are familiar with the Omaha System? Okay, well, see, I wasn't familiar with the Omaha System until I did this project, so you can learn, and you can use this information. So this started off with, again, we talked about integrative therapies, combining that into practice, and that was a passion of mine. I'm a staff nurse who works on an oncology unit. I mean, you give medications, and then it still doesn't work for your patient. I had to have something else. So I went out and I found some integrative therapies that I could do for my patients. Reiki on a patient that had a tremendous a tumor in her stomach. She could not sleep. She was crying. She was anxious. I did Reiki on her stomach. And then I taught her how to do Reiki for herself, on, you know, like holding her hands on her chest and deep breathing. And she said, why don't people tell us these things when we get cancer or any kind of chronic illness? She said, this is just something that I can do to help myself. And I thought, you're right, you're very right. So then I have, in my practice and in teaching students, I want to empower them with a toolkit to be able to use integrative therapies in their practice. And I have to say, they're very receptive to this notion. And the climate in Minnesota, the University of Minnesota, is very supportive of integrative therapies, especially since we have the Center for Spirituality and Healing, and we have the DNP in integrative practice. So that's kind of where I come to with this. So I was thinking of a DNP project. I said, well, I want it to be something with integrative therapies and patient care. So then I just happened to stumble upon an opportunity to provide a integrative therapy nursing guideline for the Omaha System. There was nothing in the Omaha System before this that addressed integrative therapies. So it was a very big need. I had to learn a little bit about the Omaha System first because I was totally new to this, but I did know about integrative therapies. So they pretty much, we used my expertise that I have. A minor is not really an expert, but I'm more expert than the other people there. And then we honed that with the Omaha System, and it was just a good blend. Okay, so I'm still working on this, an exciting road to travel. So for the objectives today, I'm going to describe the holistic impact of the Integrative Nursing Guideline on population health, discuss the use of data generated by the guideline across settings, populations, disciplines, and jurisdictions, explain the method that I'm going to use for validating the guideline, and discuss some preliminary findings or how the findings may be used in the future. So first off, I'm a firm believer in holistic integrative nursing. Holistic integrative anything, but I'm a nurse, so that's how it fits with me. So improvement of population health is enhanced by having holistic integrative nursing guideline for best practices. So that makes that care interaction with someone who now the Omaha System is used in home care, it's used in dentistry, it's used in a lot of different pockets, and it's trying to become more mainstream because the Omaha System is a way to document its classification system that's approved by the ANA. And so it's just a way to be able to see what we're doing, is it working? And that's a good product of the Omaha System. So one of my colleagues, in fact, my mentor, Mary Jo Kreitzer, who's director for Center for Spirituality and Healing at the University of Minnesota, she and another colleague wrote this book, Integrative Nursing. It just came out in 2014, and in November 2013 is when I started working on this guideline and had like a month to come up with like six parts of the guideline to be able to post online so that it's linked to the book and it's also linked to the Center for Spirituality and Healing website. This is an excellent book and the chapters are by symptoms, which that fed into part of my my school's edicts is symptom management. So it all kind of worked together and dovetailed. So first I'll talk a little bit about the Omaha system. And the Omaha system has a problem classification system scheme, intervention scheme, and problem rating scale for outcomes. So you can see it has four, the problem classification scheme has four domains: that environmental, psychosocial, physiological, and health-related behaviors. And that each of these has areas underneath that are further delineated. Intervention scheme would be client-specific information. You have a target, a category, and then you have different services. And then the problem rating scale is a way to evaluate assessment of outcomes. So we have a rating scale of one being after the pre-intervention, middle intervention, at the end of intervention, one being the lowest response to the intervention, five would be the highest response to the intervention. And these problem rating scales cover knowledge, behavior, status. But it all comes back down to the problems. In the classification system, there are specific ways to word the problems. This is important because if you've ever tried to look at a computerized system in acute care or long-term care, you'll see everybody uses different terms for things. So then when you're going to data mine and look for things in the data for the electronic health record, it's really hard to match up data. So that's one thing about using a standardized classification system. It's very helpful to do aggregate data and figure out, you know, exactly what is going on. So what the Omaha system is a simple, defined vocabulary that evolves into numerical data. So when you finish, you have a number that you can use to analyze the effectiveness or the not as effective intervention. It's a shared language. So from learning a little bit about the Omaha system, I decided, okay, what am I going to do now? So I utilized the symptoms from the book by Kreitzer and Kofen, and then I used corresponding integrative therapies within the book, and the book has evidence-based research embedded in the book. So that's helped me to make my guideline evidence-based research in practice. Then I looked at the problem classification scheme. I found terms in the book, in the Omaha system also, that would meld together and would fit. Then from that, I went to the intervention scheme, and I found some interventions, which I'll go into in a minute. Then I wrote up the metadata, which I'll discuss. I posted the guideline on the Omaha System guideline site. It's partially finished, and I have about maybe four or five more chapters to complete. And then I'll have the guideline validated, and I'll talk about those in a minute. So an example of this would be Chapter 16's on stress. So for the problem, mental health is one of the aspects of the problem that, you know, we can address. And there's a lot of other different problems too, but this is just one example. Category could be case management. With case management, the target would be relaxation breathing techniques. And then the care would be mindfulness-based stress reduction class and meditation. So that's how it all flows out. Describe what you're doing with your patient. Another one would be, again, these are all mental health, teaching, guidance, and counseling. The target would be helping the person with coping skills. And a care description would be journaling. That is another integrative therapy that I've used in my my clinical and both of my classes that I mentioned earlier. So you can meld those integrative therapies in your classes without saying, hey, I'm doing integrative therapies. And the students don't know, and they love it. So sneak it in. And then the last mental health here is just an example. Treatment is procedures. Our target is to increase well-being. And a massage. Someone spoke earlier about massage. That's one of the examples. So some of these symptom chapters that I've completed: stress, nausea. I'm working on sleep disturbance. I've completed anxiety. Working on depressed mood. I've completed fatigue and pain, and then I'm working on cognitive impairment. I have the metadata and guideline on the OmahaSystemGuideline.org, and you can see how that all flows. Pretty much I'm describing what's involved in the guideline, how it all interfaces, and that type of thing with the metadata. My next steps: by February 1st, 2015, I will complete an initial draft of the Integrative Nursing Guideline in totality for the Omaha system. By June, I will have experts in integrative therapies in the Omaha system, and I use a content expert approach to validate the guideline. And then by August, the validated guideline will be posted on the Omaha System Guideline website. Okay, you're going to say, okay, well, what's the good things about this? How does this imply or implicate the integrative guideline for nursing? Well, symptom management. You have people out in nursing care, in the home care, in different kind of care settings, that they have a way to tie in the documentation system with the integrative therapies. And then they can rate the effectiveness of the therapies, which also will go back into evaluating, so we can have that data and not have a data cemetery, like Karen Martin said. Patient care. The care will be more holistic, not just the physical care, but also that holistic care. And then documentation. We will have documentation abilities for the people that are giving this care, so that they can, again, we can use that documentation for aggregation of data. These are my references. And then I'd like to give special thanks to my mentors, Mary Jo Kreitzer and Karen Munson, who are working with me on this project, and then Karen Martin here, who wrote the Omaha System Bible.